Welcome to Rambam on the line.
Welcome to Perek Shlishi of Hilchos Bikurim.
Aleph, HaBikurim Nosan Lanshe Mishmar. The Bikurim are given to the Kohanim whose watch it is. The Kohanim are divided into 24 groups, each one having a week at a time in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mechalkim Nosan B'neim Kekotche HaMikdash. And they divide the Bikurim amongst themselves like the other sacrifices of the temple. Korban Hashem Kuyin Truma. We've already explained that the Bikurim are referred to as Truma. Also, they have the same name. Therefore, if an Ankohen needs Bikurim in any place, he's liable to the death penalty, not through the Beis Din, but Bidei Shemayim, through the hands of heaven. Provided that he eats them after they enter the walls of Jerusalem. If some of the Bikurim were within the walls of Jerusalem and some were still out. The parts that are inside, you're liable for, Misa. They're liable to the death penalty. And it's holy in every respect. And the part that's still outside is considered not holy in every respect. If a Kohen eats Bikurim outside of Jerusalem, once it was brought inside and then he took it out and ate it, he gets flogged by Torah law. As it says, you may not eat in your marketplace, etc., and in your gates, that is to say, in your regular non-Jerusalem cities. And it lists various things, and it also says there, Truma Sidacha Yer Truma. Ve'am Bikurim, that's referring to the Bikurim. Moshe Baron Abichos Truma, as we've already explained, to the laws of Truma. If the Kohen ate them in Jerusalem before they were placed down in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Lokum in the Torah. He does get flogged by Torah law. Just as if he would have eaten it outside of Jerusalem. They must be placed down and set down in the courtyard. As it says, you shall put it down before Hashem, your God. When the person who brings it sets it down in the courtyard, a Kohen may eat them even though he has not yet, the owner has not yet said the confessionary prayer over them, because the recitation does not invalidate the eating. If the Bikurim went outside of their boundary, that is outside of Jerusalem, and were returned, you may eat them. The eating of Bikurim is just like the eating of Truma in every respect. However, there is an additional aspect of Bikurim. It is forbidden for a person in the first day of mourning after a close relative. Also, they have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, unlike Truma. A Kohen who is ritually fit, who ate Bikurim that are unfit, that are Tamei, he does get flogged, just like a Jew who is Tahar eats Maisa Sheni, the second tithe, which is supposed to be eaten in Jerusalem. If that tithe is Tamei, and a Jew eats it, he gets flogged. That is not the case in Truma. All of these things don't apply. Truma doesn't have to be eaten in Jerusalem. Truma can be eaten when you're in Onim. And a Kohen who eats Truma that's Tamei violates an Asay, but not a Los Asay, a negative commandment, and he doesn't get flogged. How do we know that Bikurim is forbidden for a person in mourning? It says concerning them, rejoice in all the good things. From there it is implied that you must eat them in a state of joy, not in a state of mourning. If one eats it in the state of the first day of mourning, he gets flogged by rabbinic law. There is only a positive commandment of the Torah, therefore the flogging is only a rabbinic one. According to the Kelly, the Bikurim must be brought in a vessel. Shnamas, it says, the Santa Vatana, you should place it in a basket. The best way of doing the mitzvah is to bring every variety in a separate vessel. If he brought them in one vessel, he fulfills his obligation. You shouldn't have them all mixed up, all of the different varieties. Ella, Sarim Romata, the bottom layer should be barley. The Chitim Agabeim, above them, wheat. The Zesim Agabeim, above them, olives. The Tamarim Agabeim, above them, dates. The Rimonim Agabeim, above them, pomegranates. The Tainu Lomayla Menakeli, and the figs on top of the vessel. Yidavach Amatsipin Minvamin, you should have something separating each variety. Kanhutzin v'chela for all in the kiyots of a hen. These are various kinds of leaves, the date leaves, or branches, and the like, leaves. U'makavatenim eshkola shalom avim v'bachutz, and then you should surround the figs with clusters of grapes on the outside. Chesavim v'chli matchus not lakona v'kurim v'chozakli levaylov. If you brought it with a metal vessel, the kohen takes the bikurim and returns the vessel to the owners. V'vim b'chli arava v'chela for kiyots of a hen. If he brought them in a basket made out of willow twigs or these kind of reeds and the like, then the bikurim and the baskets belong to the kohanim. The nitma bikurim, if the bikurim became ritually defiled, tamei, and a salam kohanim, then since the kohanim don't eat the bikurim, they don't get the baskets either. When they used to bring the bikurim, they used to bring doves and pigeons. And they would also, on the sides of the baskets, hang up the pigeons and doves, the latas of bikurim, in order to beautify the bikurim. What would they do with them? Those that were brought with the baskets were offered as burnt offerings. Those that were brought in their hands, they would give to the kohanim as a gift. It's a commandment of the Torah to confess. Say a confessionary prayer in the Beis HaMikdash on the Bikurim when you bring them. Masul V'Kari, you start the prayer by reciting from the Torah, Yigadati Yom L'Hashem Elokecha, I declare this day before Hashem, your God, Givosi La'aretz V'Gomer, that I've come to the land, etc. Then he goes on, Arami Ovid Avi, the Syrian destroyed my father, Achiyigma Kol HaParsha, till he finishes the entire section, Adishinasat Li Hashem, till the words that you gave me Hashem. V'Karnos El B'Loshon HaKodesh, you can only read it in Hebrew. As it says, Venisa Vamarcha, respond and say, meaning in this language, these exact words. In the beginning, anyone who knew how to read would read. Whoever was illiterate, Makrinoso, they would recite it with him. Those who did not know how to read stopped bringing it so that they shouldn't be humiliated. So the Beis Din instituted that you should recite with the one who doesn't know as well as with the one who knows as well as the one who does not know. If you're bringing the Bikurim, you could give it to your slave Ukrovo or his relative all along the way till he reaches the Temple Mountain. Once he reaches the Temple Mountain, he takes the basket on his shoulder, personally, himself. Even if he was the king, the greatest of Israel, the nishmas of Shemigila Zora, he goes in until the courtyard. He starts reciting while the bikurim is still on his shoulder. Then he lowers the basket from his shoulder, and he holds it on his lips, the kohenich yada tachta v'omein efekare, that the kohen puts his hand underneath to hold the basket, and he waves the basket, and then he continues to recite, Arami Ovid Ovid Yer Mitzrayimam, the Syrian who destroyed my father, he went down to Egypt, etc. And she's going to call a parsha until he finishes the entire section. He puts it down on the southwest side of the altar, that is the south part of the corner. Vishtakva, he bows, v'yetz, and he leaves. How do we know that we need the ceremony of waving it? As it says, the kohen shall take the basket from your hand. The rabbi says, this is to include the bikurim that they should be waved. Just as they require the waving, so they require the bringing of a peace offering and the song that accompanies it. Shneim Abraham, it says, by them, v'samachta b'chol atov, you should rejoice in all that is good. V'gol amomer v'samachta b'chagecha, and by holidays it uses the same expression, rejoice in your festivals. Ma'asim chasachag b'shlamim avkam b'shlamim, just as the rejoicing of the festival is with the peace offerings, so here also you should bring the peace offerings. And akam makevas, however, the bringing of the sacrifice does not invalidate it. If you fail to bring the sacrifice, it's still valid to be kohen. When do you read this song over them? When you reach the courtyard, the Levim used to begin and recite The song from Tillim, I elevate you, O God, for you have drawn me up. Yudala the Bikurim Todan Lina, you have to stay overnight with the Bikurim. Kesar Asel, Hevi Bikurim Lamegdish Kar Vikur Shlomo, he brought his Bikurim to the temple. He recited and he brought his peace offerings. Lo Yetibot Yom Yerushalayim L'Asalim Kamo, he shouldn't go back on that day from Jerusalem to his place. Lo Yalim Shom V'Asalim Akhle Yiro, he should stay overnight and the next day go back to his city. Shnem, as it says, Fadisa Vavoka V'Lakta Lo Halakha, you will turn away in the morning and go back to your tent. Kopito Shad Eponim in a Migdash L'Chishatavalo, any time that you turn away from the temple that you visit, the yell of Avoka, you should only be in the morning. That is, you must stay overnight. So we say, we find that there are seven things required by the Bikurim. Havas Makam, they have to be brought to Jerusalem. Kleid has to be in a, they have to be in a vessel. Kriya, there is a recitation. The Karban, there's a bringing of a sacrifice. The Shir, there is a song. The Tanufa, there's the waving. The Lina, and there's the staying overnight in Jerusalem.